Hi there, Secret Subject here, and it's currently 1:45 in the morning, as in AM, and I just thought I'd do a quick recording because I just had to get this out of my head. This was going to be a full, planned, organized, proper file. I haven't really made a lot of those ever, because, you know, that's kind of just not how my brain works sometimes. But this idea has been lingering in my brain for a long time now. I've been reading a book called Annihilating Anxiety Through Hypnosis by The Rogue Hypnotist, and it's given me lots of ideas and inspiration. And this is just a progressive relaxation, guided fantasy improvisation that I'm going to do today that will basically take you down to a nice deep state of trance where you're relaxed and comfortable and give you the imagery of floating on a lake in the middle of the night. So if you are scared of water or the dark or anything like that, best turn this file off. There's plenty of other files that are on my YouTube channel for you. But if you aren't, then I want you to find a nice place where you're preferably lying down in a nice comfortable position where you won't be disturbed. And just to let you know that if anything happens during this file, if there's an emergency that needs your immediate attention or something like that, your subconscious mind will easily and quickly be able to wake you up and you'll be able to deal with whatever needs to be dealt with. And then you can come back and try again, or come back and just find yourself relaxing back into this state. Cool. Now, I want you to start by taking a few deep breaths in and out, and again in and out. And while you continue to breathe in and out, I just want you to allow your eyes to close. That's right. With your eyes closed, I'm just going to talk to you about the number zero. You see, the number zero is a magical kind of number, because the number zero represents nothing. If you really think about it, each and every single other number represents something, or more than something. But zero is such a special magic number because it represents absolutely nothing. And it's funny because the more you think about nothing, the more relaxed you become. And it's just so easy to think about nothing when you think of the number zero, because zero is the absence of everything, of anything. It's nothing. And isn't it funny to think that zero is the only number when multiplied by itself still equates to absolutely nothing? You can multiply any other number by itself and you'll always have something. But with zero, when multiplied by zero, you get more nothing. Layers of nothing upon nothing upon nothing. And you might even be able to imagine that number zero in the back of your mind and see it so clearly, a perfect circle going around and around and around and around and around. That's right. It's like a never-ending infinity loop of nothing. That's right. And the more you think about nothing, the easier it is to relax. And the more you think about nothing, the easier it is to just let your mind drift off, down. That's right. And it's just so easy to think about nothing. If we took your mind when it had nothing in it, multiply that by nothing, you'd still have nothing in your mind. because when multiplied by itself, nothing is still nothing. Because zero is the absence of anything. Zero is the last number in the countdown. Zero is that nice, deep, relaxing trance. And isn't it funny how in a moment I can count down from 20 to 1? Well, 20 to 0. Because we know the true trance lies at 0. Because 0 means nothing. And when we reach 0, your subconscious mind knows exactly what needs to do to think about nothing. That's right. So as you count down from 20 to 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, deeper and deeper with each and every number, with 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, deeper and deeper and deeper down with each and every number I count, with 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, so close to the bottom now, 1, waiting for that magic number, the magic number that will cloud your mind in nothing with 0. And you find yourself thinking nothing as you just relax and sink down to that deep relaxing trance, knowing that 0 brings on that nice deep relaxing trance state, where you think of nothing. And right now, as you're thinking of nothing, if we've multiplied that by nothing, you'd still have nothing in your mind. That's right. And you can just relax into the nice, comforting relaxation of my voice and my words as they start to wrap around your mind, as they start to just sink in, as you allow each and every single muscle, each and every single part of your body to just let go and unwind and release all its tension. That's right. And now I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a staircase with 10 steps leading from the top to the bottom. That's right. And now this staircase could be any staircase. It could be one you've seen at work or school or at your house, or it could be one you've completely made up. Maybe it's one from a movie you've seen or a TV show, or one you've just been hiding at the back of your mind. And as you imagine the staircase, I want you to place your hand on the top of the rail and notice how it feels under your fingertips. Is it steel or wood or marble, concrete? Is it rounded or square? Is it cool to the touch or is it warm beneath your fingertips? That's right. And as you place your hand on the rail, you can see that I'm there too, standing next to you with my hand on the other side of the rail, as I look at you and I tell you that in a moment I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each number I count, we're going to take a step down that staircase, a step down deeper into your subconscious mind, a step down deeper into trance, and a step down towards the hypno room, where I have a special surprise for you. Oh no, can't tell you what that is just yet. We're going to have to travel down and you're going to have to find out for yourself. With 10, 9, taking a step down, down, down that staircase. With 8, you can feel your feet gently tapping against the stairs. With 7, 6, you may even hear the faint tapping of footsteps as we step down, down, down. With 5, 4, 3, 2, and just up before us, you can see a black marble floor. And knowing that on this next number, we'll be at the bottom, we'll be deep, deep inside your subconscious mind and ready to see something amazing. With 1. That's right. And here we are. You can see us standing on the black marble floor, completely surrounded by black, darkness, emptiness, as we stand here in the void of your subconscious mind. And out in the distance, you can notice something. A door. A large door covered in spirals. Black and white spirals. And I turn to you and I say, oh look, it's the door to the hypno room. And we walk over to it and I say, open it. See what's inside. You place your hand on the door handle and you turn it. And as you pull the door towards us, you feel a nice warm breeze relaxing your entire body, knowing that this place is safe, this place is comfortable, and this place is your place. It almost feels like home, because it is, here inside your mind. You notice there are no lights in the room just yet. As we both step inside into the pitch black room, and I turn around and flick on the light switch. And as I do, the whole room illuminates and you see the white walls covered in murals of pocket watches and pendants and spirals and all those fun things. You see all the windows of the room are covered with long red velvet curtains. You see a white couch in the middle of the room, a desk in the corner with a blackboard. And I've added something special. That's right. Something special to this room, something new that we've not experienced before. Because in the back of the room, you can notice a golden elevator. And I take your hand and I smile at you and I say, come on, I've got something to show you. As we make our way over to the elevator, and as we approach it, you see me reach out my hand and press the button that lights up with a little arrow pointing down. Because we are going down. We're going down in this elevator so I can show you my new favorite place. That's right. As the doors open, you hear the slight ding. As we both step inside the elevator, you notice all the buttons on the wall with all the different numbers for all the different levels. You see, looking at the top, a little screen to show us what floor we're on now, and it says the 10th floor. Of course we are. And then you see at the bottom of all those buttons with all those numbers on them going down from 10 to 1, a special button with an L on it. And I say, push it. And as you do, you start to feel the slight pull downwards of the elevator as we start to move down, 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 floor after floor after floor, as we sink down the elevator shaft. With 10, you can see the light lighting up at the top. A flashing sign to show us that we are on the 10th floor right now. As it hits 9, and you can feel that rush as we drop deeper and deeper, further and further, deeper and deeper, down, 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 down. That's right. 8, 7, 6. You might even hear the little ding as we hit each floor with five, as you feel that pull, as we sink even further and further and further and further down, 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 with five, four, three, two, one. And then all of a sudden you feel the elevator stop and the light on the screen flashes with an L. And you're not quite sure what this means until the doors open. And you see that we're outside. You see a dark lit lake surrounded by sand. That's right. And you can see as the strand starts to stretch out before us towards the water's edge that there's a little boat floating just there, right on the edge of the water. And I say, come on, we're going on an adventure. And we start to walk towards the boat. And you look up at the sky and you see the pitch black night. But you also notice all the stars shimmering above us, guiding us with their light. The moon, full and bright, in the corner of your mind. As we walk along the sand, you might even feel it pressing beneath us as we step, 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 closer and closer to the boat. That's right. We both hop aboard the boat and gently float into the middle of the lake. And you can just feel that nice, serene feeling of floating in this boat. That's right. The weightlessness that you feel of the water lapping up at the sides of the boat. You can hear the gentle murmurs of the night, crickets chirping, wind blowing, an absolute serene stillness surrounding us in this perfect, cool lake. As you look over the side of the boat, you can see the water that reflects the darkness from the night sky. That's right. Too dark to see what lies beneath. But you know you're safe here. But you know, this is a place for you to relax. And you notice me start to climb out of the boat as I say, come on. And you do. And you know the water here can't hurt you. You know the water here is safe and serene and calm, because this is the special lake in the middle of your mind. This is the lake of relaxation, of calmness, of stillness, that completely relaxes your mind. And you know as you touch the water with just your fingertip, you can already feel its power surging through you as it sends a wave of relaxation down your finger, showing you exactly what is to come. As you dip your hand into the pool and you feel it relaxing your entire hand. And you know that it's time to climb out of the boat and float yourself on the water, feeling that ultimate feeling of weightlessness. As you do so, as you climb out of the boat, holding onto the side, you gently start to lower yourself into the water. Lie on your back and just let everything go. And in that moment of floating, your ears dunk under the water and all you can hear is the gentle whoosh of the waves beneath you. That's right. As you look up at the night sky and you see the stars and the moon shimmering above you, and you know that in this moment, when you feel that feeling of relaxation and weightlessness, of complete and total serenity, that this is a perfect place to be, a perfect place to relax, as you feel that calmness, that stillness washing over you, all the way down from your head to your toes. That's right. And I know you've been in a situation before where you've been in a pool or a lake or an ocean and you felt yourself floating in that water, and you can just feel that feeling again now. That floating, that weightlessness, that complete and total serenity. That's right. And it's just so calming, so still. And it brings you great joy to know that this place is always here for you. This place of relaxation and serenity is always here in the back of your mind. And all you have to do to reach it is just imagine yourself back here, floating in the lake. That's right. And it's so calming, so peaceful, so relaxing to know that in times of great stress, when you just need 5 minutes to relax, you can just imagine yourself taking this journey down through the hypno room, down the elevator, and coming back to this lake of complete and total relaxation, of serenity, of calmness, of stillness, where you just feel so relaxed, so calm, when nothing else matters. That's right. All that matters is just you. And that feeling of weightlessness as you stare up at the night sky and ponder at the stars. That's right. And now, it's time for us to go back. And you can see me swimming back to the boat as I take your hand and drag you through the waves and pull you back up onto the boat as we make our way back to shore. I hand you a towel to wrap around yourself as we walk across the sand and you feel your feet sinking, the gentle patter underneath our feet of the sand rustling. As we walk towards that elevator, push the button that says up, and make our way up, 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 back to the hypno room. And when the doors open, we see that familiar room with the white walls, the windows covered in long red curtains, the couch in the middle, the desk, and the blackboard over to the side. And this elevator will always be here as we walk through the hypno room. And we reach the door, you put your hand on the door handle as I turn off the lights. And we step back through and you see your familiar staircase, right back where you left it. Now in this time, as I count up from 1 to 10, you'll find yourself feeling more energized, more alert, more awake, more aware of your surroundings, of the world, and ready to do whatever you need to do for the rest of your day. Feeling alert, awake, and aware, but knowing that you have this inner sense of stillness, of calmness, of serenity that will follow you around your day. That's right. As we put our hands on the rail of the stairs and I count from 1, 2, with each step up, you feel yourself invigorating, filling with energy, with joy, with peace and calmness. With 3, 4, 5, taking as much or as little time as you need to wake up completely and fully. With 6, 7, 8, nearly at the top now, you can feel your fingers starting to wiggle, your toes moving slightly. 9, maybe even feeling the urge to stretch and to open your eyes as I say 10, wide awake. So that was a little guided imagery fantasy called Float. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you feel nice and calm and relaxed and soothed for the rest of your day. Have a lovely day. Remember, keep it trancy. I'll see you later.